Back here on KGGF 910, time for our chat with Candy Westbrook from the from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. We had your arch nemesis there right here earlier. We had Lisa Wilson on there on that spot. So
yeah. Here
we are with Candy. So how are you doing today?
Doing good.
Good. You got your coffee. You're all ready to go.
I have that, I'm good.
You're all ready to go. Excellent. Well, good deal. Well, we've had a busy couple weekends with Christmas on the Plaza. Success with that. It was good to see people out and downtown and holiday shopping and music.
Everywhere. And just stuff going everywhere. So, yeah.
It's been good. And first weekend of Candlelit Tours under the belt. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's still more tickets available. So, that was something I was going to tell
everybody
today.
We'll get into all of that here. Yeah. So, excellent.
Good.
So, what do
we have? Well, first, I will just say, I apologize for my voice. I cold season, you know. It's everywhere.
Right.
And so, it gives you that husky.
I know.
I just say it's my attractive voice.
That's great.
You can hear that today. It's okay. Well, yes, so many activities going on the last few weeks, and just thank to everyone that organizes all that, because it takes a lot of volunteers, a lot of work to put things together, and sometimes people don't realize that. But I know I mentioned this last week, but I also wanted to give a shout out. Our Christmas parade was wonderful, as we mentioned last week. But I wanted to say thank you to Commercial Bank and Sweetie Pies. They provided the cookies with Santa and made sure that all the kiddos could come and have some time with Santa. And then, of course, he was back again on the plaza. So lots of Santa sightings.
Yeah, I saw the line going out the door there. So it was good.
There's been a lot. So Santa is still going to be around a few more times. I think on our website, or was it a newsletter, we shared a few different things that are upcoming. One of being the Santa being at Candy Lane.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be December 17th. That's this weekend, right?
It is. Yes, Saturday.
Yes. So you can go down to Candy Lane, check out all the wonderful houses, and then, of course, get to see Santa. So you probably already had Janie in about match day.
We have not. We need to. I think. Oh, actually, it might be tomorrow. Maybe Denise was going to get her tomorrow.
Okay, good.
So we're working on that.
Okay, good. Well, she will share way more details than I will, but I just wanted to say thank you to the community. 25 organizations they had impacted and 241,000 raised.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Excellent.
Yeah. So giving spirit is there during the holidays, and we love seeing that. So thanks to all the donors. And like I said, she'll go into a lot more detail.
No, that's wonderful.
So that's good. I don't know if you've heard the news, but there's a new school coming to Coffeeville.
Yeah.
So I mentioned it, I think, a couple weeks ago, but Vanguard Academy is the name. It's a Christian school. They'll have grades K through 5th to start off, and then each year after that, they're going to add another grade. And so it'll continue to grow. But they're having an open house on January 17th. So if you're interested and wanting to learn more about it, make sure you put that on your calendar for January 17th.
Excellent.
So, of course, Santa is here, but we've also had the Grinch downtown recently. And he's back again this Thursday at Equity Bank. So you can stop by from 4 to 5, get a cookie, and get to meet the Grinch.
Great.
We've had a few things in the news lately, and you guys probably had some news stories on this, but I thought I'd share. One of being the Kansas Department of Transportation is kind of urging everybody to get that little emergency kit in your car. I don't even know if I have one. I probably should check to make sure. But we should all have one of those, because severe weather, you never know what's going to happen and if you're going to go off the side of the road, and you need to have that there. So get your kits out.
Oh, of course. And two, just be sure to check, you know, your tires and that sort of
that
thing,
too.
I mean, we were all heading over to the Caney Parade to broadcast it a couple weeks ago. And all of a sudden, we were in Matt's car, and he has a tire monitor, and it starts going down, 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 down. We can,
watch
it in real time. We're like, oh, no. And then it boom, goes. And, you know, he had aired it up earlier in the day, and I guess it had pushed out whatever, you know, some sort of thing got stuck in there. And then it started working its way out. So, you know, just it can happen anytime.
Exactly.
But at least it wasn't, you know, terribly cold and snowing and that sort of thing. It's a good thing to be aware and check like your tire pressure and that
yes,
sort of thing.
Check the tire. I always have a blanket in my car usually or something like that just in case. So it's good to do that. It's also that time of year that the Coffeeville Fire Department is urging everybody to make sure you watch your space heaters.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fires the last few weeks, and a lot of them being directly because of those space heaters. So,
and that's across the state. You know, we've seen everywhere.
Yes.
Of course, we had those three fires here recently. But yeah, it's just people don't, you know, especially when we have that transition from cold, you know, mm-hmm. cooling season to heating season.
Yes.
Just got to be extra careful.
And I know some of it is, there's some families that just don't have access to good heating systems, so they have to use those. But you just have to be really careful. Make sure it's not around anything. Make sure it cannot get tipped over. I mean, there's just a lot of things you want to watch.
And don't overload your circuits either. I mean, if you're most space heaters, if you're running full blast, that's going to basically take a 15 amp breaker.
It takes so much.
So you really want to be careful on what you're running in each circuit. That way you don't overload stuff and cause a fire, especially if you have a house with older wiring. You got to be careful on that.
Yes. Well, that's interesting because that leads into something else I was going to mention today. So yesterday we had our last class for the Leadership Coffeeville group, and we had a potluck dinner as part of our last class, and we had, I think, six different crockpots.
Crockpots, yes, yeah, yeah.
Thankfully, we had the fire chief in our class because I was like, I think we just blew the breaker. We had too many loaded
up. Oh, yeah. They draw more than you think.
Oh, it's crazy, but... anyway, shout out to all of those wonderful people in that class. It was a joy to be a part of that. And we are actually having graduation January 12th. Anybody is invited. I mean, it's mainly for the graduates, but we always invite the community too to be a part of that celebration. So January 12th, if you want to know more, just contact me. There's one more thing that was in the news. That is a new retirement reform package that, if it passes, will mean more money and less of a penalty withdrawal. Because right now, you even touch your retirement and you get...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they take all kinds of money from it. So hopefully that savings is on the horizon and more news coming on that. But, of course, all that was in our newsletter. So make sure you subscribe to that and find out more. So we kind of mentioned some of the upcoming events. But, of course, the Candlelit Tours, still a couple more of those. Candy Cane Lane. And then after that it slows down because, again, everybody's traveling and the holiday season and things going on. So it'll slow down. But again, I am telling everybody, make sure you start planning for January. January 20th is the Chamber Annual Dinner. We are doing registration. And I thought today would be a good time just to kind of let everybody know who the top finalists were in all the categories. So this is who we're going to be celebrating at our dinner. So for a business of the year, we had Coffeeville Resources, Community State Bank, and John Deere Coffeeville Works. Small business of the year was Cooperative Credit Union, Taco Mayo, and Kim Jones Photography. Rising Star was Coffeeville Coffee Company, J&D Meat Market, and K-Fan Family Services. And then we had two more. Citizen of the year, we have Ron Bryce, Lakeisha Johnson, and Gail Smith. And for Volunteer of the Year, we have Daryl and Annette Harbaugh, the Salvation Army Community Volunteers, and Mike Bradley. So all of them wonderful, wonderful people and businesses and very well deserving. But, of course, we'll announce the winner on the
20th. Oh, great.
So tell everybody, get your tickets for that. That'll be fun. Only thing I wanted to say is I will be here next week. But the week after that, our chamber closes, so I will not be. I know everybody's going to miss me, but
yes, just
take time to enjoy your holidays with your families. So we will be closed, but if you do have a question, I'm telling everybody that our emails are on the website. You can email. I'll be checking that a lot during the holidays, and then a Facebook page. You can always message us, but we just won't physically be in the office. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that because it's been nonstop, go, go, go the last few months. So now we get a chance to
breathe
and regroup.
We need that and be able to spend time just relaxing, family time, et cetera, travel. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was all I had. And like we do have, you know, another week and a half left. So if you have any needs, make sure you contact the chamber, you know, this week and next, and we'll take care of you.
All right.
And if you want to buy tickets, you can buy them online for the Candlelit Tours, but you can also come in our office and we'll take care of you.
Okay, excellent. Well, good to know, Candy. Always appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
And hope you have... I'll see you one more time before Christmas.
That's right.
So, okay. Very good. Well, we'll look forward to that. We have more open line on the way here on the Mighty 690, so keep it here.